Can you talk about the side effects data that were presented first on ATTACC with 68 months and then with Bigfenta at 30 months?
Yeah. I presented the ATTACC pre-specified adverse events at San Antonio, and there are some extremely important differences between tamoxifen and anastrozole. It hasn't changed very much since the previous two reports, so those first side effects we've seen have remained about the same differences quantitatively. But let's take gynecological effects to start with. This is where there is a big difference, and this would make you choose an AI up front rather than tamoxifen by itself, I think. You know, vaginal bleeding, 10% on tamoxifen, 5% on anastrozole. Endometrial cancer, 0.8% on tamoxifen, 0.2% on anastrozole. One of the things we did present at San Antonio, which really made us think, was the hysterectomy rate. The hysterectomy rate on tamoxifen was 5.2%. Remember, this was a blinded trial. And the hysterectomy rate on anastrozole, 1.3%, less than a third. And so it suggests that there are unnecessary hysterectomies going on here. And that's another reason for not using tamoxifen, I think, in this situation.
That was fascinating. Was that something you thought about at the beginning of the study or after you got into it?
Well, we saw this in IBIS 1, tamoxifen versus placebo for control. There was twice the hysterectomy rate in that study on tamoxifen compared to control. So we'd thought about it up front, but we hadn't done the analysis before. And here we have it, and this is a big difference.
It's interesting. I hadn't thought about the fact that it was blinded, because you might expect that if a physician knows the patient's on tamoxifen, they're going to be even more vigilant, looking for things, doing diagnostics, etc. And this is blinded.
This is blinded. So despite the blind, tamoxifen made people worried. And, you know, some gynecological problem, a bit of bleeding or a bit of discharge, ultrasound, you know, oh, thickening of the endometrium, a polyp hysterectomy. You know, you can imagine that. Obviously, there's an increase in endometrial cancer, which accounts for some of those hysterectomies, but not all of them. 0.8% of women had endometrial cancer, 5.2% of women had hysterectomies in the tamoxifen arm. So endometrial cancer doesn't account for all of that increase in the hysterectomy rate.
You wonder, too, what the economic implications are in terms of the diagnostic workups. Is that something you're going to look at?
Yes. We've got two papers coming out on that, one for the US and one for the UK. And it's pretty complicated. And I think the thing to do is wait for the papers. But this pushes the economics very much in favor of anastrozole, I think, despite the increased cost of anastrozole.
Fascinating.